yeah, we talked about that. You haven't seen it though.
No.
Yeah, so that was a little behind the scenes, just a little banter that we do, you know.
Oh, are we recording?
Yeah. God damn it!
Yes, I'm back, baby! Woo! I got lots of spikes to sink to now.
I almost want to say I miss Stephanie, but I don't. Oh.
Wow.
It's the 1 year anniversary of Overwatch, so we're playing that.
Yes, okay.
That's cool. Playing on my account, so I'm going to earn those sweet, sweet loot boxes.
Yes. I just realized where the mic was.
The mic was so far away, so if you didn't hear any of that banter, sorry.
Oh, no, you'd hear it from the
banter. I should probably turn the volume down a little bit.
Yes.
So, yeah, there wasn't really much going on, because we're gearing up towards E3. I mean, there's no...
So, yeah, there everybody's saving their announcements.
Yes, I mean, so what we didn't cover last week, because it happened, like, right after we filmed, was Tom Hardy was announced as the new Venom.
Okay,
yes.
Nice.
It's not connected to Spider-Man Homecoming at all. So it's kind of like, I don't know how you do a Venom movie without, you know...
Yeah, Spider-Man's not even going to be in it from what I heard.
Yeah, especially because, like, we're doing the whole Galactic Marvel thing, you know?
He would fit in very easily.
Especially because we're doing, like, Infinity Wars.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could easily shoehorn in the whole Black Suit saga there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sony's dumb.
She's hot.
Sombra? Does this just make her gun look like one of those new professional Nerf guns?
Yes.
It does.
It looks like a Nerf gun for girls.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a brand, so don't
comment
on some foolishness.
No, go ahead, comment on it. He's a dickhead.
Takes one to know one.
I'm an asshole. I never said I wasn't.
Oh, true.
True. It's gonna say something. But yeah, Tom Hardy's been cast at it. That's kind of cool. Obviously, he's kind of old, so they're making Eddie Brock old, which also doesn't connect with the whole Tom Holland thing.
Right.
Because I always assume Eddie Brock and Parker were about the same age.
Roughly,
considering
I would imagine.
The whole Black Suit saga started after Parker had left college, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always assume that he was just slightly older than him.
Yeah, but not Tom Holland and Tom Hardy age discrepancy.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a really big age discrepancy.
Yeah. So, what was I going to say? You guys are going to take that point, Sason.
Oh, no.
Kill Lucio! Dang it! Damn, Sason.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm probably like 1,000 times worse.
I don't use his character that often.
Yeah, his main character for attacking was taken.
Yeah.
D.Va, the chick with the mech. Shocker, the Asian guy uses
the mech.
With the hot anime character.
I like Gundams.
Yeah.
Mm. You know?
Was this a game in progress?
Yeah, you joined a game in progress.
Okay.
Because I think the point was already like 30-something percent by the time you got in there.
Ah, gotcha.
So yeah, not much going on. I mean, Logan came out on Blu-ray and 4K. Mm-hmm. So I got the 4K version. Oh, I thought I had it sitting here.
It's somewhere around here.
But it looks so good in 4K. Izzo hasn't seen it yet, so we can't really do any spoiler talk on it. We're probably going to watch after the podcast. So I don't mind watching it again. Like I said, there's only one part of the movie I didn't like, and it was towards the end because it just kind of dragged out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they could have literally cut that down because it was what, like 15 minutes, also 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
They could have easily cut that scene down to like 5.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's
kind of how I felt about certain aspects of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Where when they were on the planet Ego, I mean, I honestly felt like they could have cut out a lot of that, what I consider fluff. Just, I was like, okay, we get it. So let's just move on from here. Where's the action? Because I think that's where it kind of slowed down for me.
And also last week you missed it. Steph was reviewing Alien Covenant, and she, of course, gave it a good review.
And then we also shifted gears out of nowhere.
Start bitching about Passenger.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've seen Passenger,
no.
But I watched that on the flight home.
Oh, no!
From Japan.
Uh-huh.
It is a terrible movie.
Really?
Yeah, like, the actors and stuff.
Oh, wait. Wait, who's in it?
Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah, no, I did see that movie. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
It's a pretty bad movie.
Yeah.
And in fact, like, I was glad I was watching on the plane because I was fast forward through parts. I was like, this is boring.
You know, I think I fell asleep parts of it. But I like both actors, you know, so...
Yeah, it was like, it had all the parts to be a good movie, it just wasn't a good movie. Like, it had good actors in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, I don't know when Wonder Woman comes out.
Next week, I believe.
So, I'm hearing good reviews on the movie.
Yeah, but they're not reviews, they're just early reactions.
Okay.
And just
okay.
Remember, we heard good early reactions on Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah. Okay. So, I recall execs were calling Ben Affleck the definitive Batman. Yeah.
No way.
This was like several months before it even released.
Yeah, so it's like...
Okay.
So I don't trust anything.
And also, plus people saying that Wonder Woman is the best DC movie.
That's not hard to do.
I know, it's just kind of like, it's like, okay, you're the best of crap. And it's like, so I mean, I want Wonder Woman to be a good movie. I do.
Yeah.
And I hope it's a good movie.
Right.
I'm just not holding my breath. Right. I will wait till I see it.
Man, I keep joining these games in progress.
I know.
It's annoying.
You're also screwing up my KD.
It's like they track the KD.
I know, but I don't want it to go negative. Man, not much to talk about, so you're just going to watch us play Overwatch for the most part.
Well, Microsoft dropped the new Surface Pro. I'm interested.
Oh, with the cloth keyboard?
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard people complaining about that cloth keyboard. That thing gets, like, dirty really quick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, people
are... And it's a little... I mean, it's a little underpowered, isn't it?
No.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be a budget.
Well, no. So it actually all depends on the one
Pro,
that you decide to
go. The Surface Pro is like the big deal one. Mm. Just the Surface is the budget one.
Okay.
You go Pro, going Pro.
Yeah. I don't know why I clicked that. It's still searching. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I haven't really read up much about it, but I have heard complaints about the cloth keyboard.
Okay.
Which is weird. I mean, it's weird that they had that anyway, but I could see that getting like gross fairly easily.
Right.
I mean, your hands are like probably the dirtiest part of your body in general during the day.
Oh, that actually kind of reminds me of talking about Microsoft and computer stuff like that. So our former sponsor, Photo60s, Quiche, he wants to get Destiny on the PC because it's going to run at a permanent 60 frames per second. Where on like PS4 and Xbox One, it's gonna run at 30 frames.
And he can't run it on a freaking VM.
And the funny thing is, so he had to get a new video editing computer for his shop.
Did he get a Surface Studio?
He's buying a gaming PC for the shop to play.
Oh, well, I mean,
play Destiny instead of getting a new Mac.
I mean, I that's essentially what I did before I when I was still in school. I put together a gaming PC. For all my graphic design stuff, because
he doesn't even have the PC yet, and he's already become one of those master race
PC master race bastards,
gaming dickheads, and he's only buying it for literally one game.
Yeah,
yeah.
This guy,
he's ridiculous.
He is his own worst enemy.
He is.
He really
and
is.
We're all mocking him because he bought a Switch for Zelda. He's beaten Zelda. He doesn't play a Switch anymore. Nice. He just keeps buying systems for one game.
Yeah, he bought a PS4 just to play Destiny all over again.
Yeah, because I
because he already like maxed out on the Xbox One. And then the PS4 has slightly better graphics.
No, he rebought Destiny for the PS4 because I ended up getting a PS4, and so a bunch of us had a PS4, and we decided we were going to play, what was that one Ubisoft game? The Division.
Yeah, The Division.
So he bought a PS4, and the reason why he got Destiny on it, because he wanted to get the Destiny Special Edition white one, which he paid like $150-$200 extra for because
actually,
it was out of print.
He bought it three times. He bought that guy a copy.
Oh, yeah, he bought me a copy of Destiny, too, because he kept trying to get me to buy it. I was like, I don't
want Keith,
to.
Hey, Keith, you know.
You can't knock.
I know.
For that.
I was like, Keesh, I don't want the game. I'm not gonna buy it.
You know,
like,
if you
want to
buy me a PC,
if
you want to buy
me
a gaming PC, I'll play Destiny with you.
And
buy me the game.
And the funny thing is, the people he plays Destiny with constantly have it on the PS4 and are gonna get it for the PS4 because they don't have gaming PCs.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks his brother, who almost never plays video games anymore, and Shane are gonna play with him.
Nope.
Shane might, but that's just two.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if Shane's going to play it that much, because Shane is like a Counter-Strike guy. Like, he plays Counter-Strike like it's going out of style.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
people are still up on that.
Oh, yeah. Counter-Strike's still huge. Mm. So it just kind of cracks me up that he's... you got to kill that Mercy, dude.
Yeah, I know. I thought I got taken out already. Shit.
so, yeah, it's like he's going to run out of people to play with on the PC.
Exactly.
And the thing with Keish is, I think he's going to get too frustrated with the mouse and keyboard. Like, granted, I know that's supposed to be easier to play
shooters. I feel like he's going to try to use an Xbox controller first.
I feel like he's not going to adapt to it as quickly, and it's going to frustrate the shit out of him.
Oh, probably.
So, that'll just be interesting.
Well, so now, kind of going off of that, so has there been any word on Microsoft's new gaming console?
Scorpio?
Yeah, we're going to hear more about it at E3 and more this summer.
Okay.
Oh, man, your controller is, like, calibrated way differently than mine.
Yeah, I got the sensitivity up, because remember, I use people like Tracer and Soldier 76.
Yeah, this is really, like, mushy and bouncy. I'm not used to this. God. Oh!
Killed that Hanzo, though.
I did. And that Orso, or whatever her name is.
Damn, they didn't kill you? There was two of them on you. I figured one of them was going to get you.
Josh, you underestimate me.
No, it's not underestimating you. So all they had to do was fucking shoot you.
That's very true. No, I'm sorry. You overestimated them.
Yeah, I overestimated them. They just had to fucking shoot you at that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Diva, like...
Without my mech, I am pretty much dead in the water.
Yeah, usually,
you
like,
gotta catch me.
I almost, unless someone's really good with D.Va, I almost never have a problem with them, because once I get them out of the mech, mm-hmm. I murder the shit out of them, because I just keep shooting at D.Va.
Right.
I kind of wish I had a paddle right now, so I could have the jump button.
So now, is this the character that has the self-destruct?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't have that built up yet, because I've been...
Is she Korean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you need
she's
to get
North
the fuck
Korean.
Out of there.
Oh, really?
No, she's not.
Oh, okay. I was like, then that mech would get destroyed a lot quicker.
Yeah, I know.
That Soldier 76 lit you the fuck up.
Yeah. 84%. Oh, come on now.
But yeah, it's like I'm gonna get a gaming rigged up PC soon. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna get it for VR.
Yeah.
Yeah, the HTC Vive is it's nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that eventually. Like after we played it at Tori, I was just kinda like, I need this.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
No, dude, stop shooting at it. There's a mercy heal on him. He's just going to heal as quickly as you shoot.
I'm actually trying to move the payload.
Oh, okay. I thought you were shooting the Soldier 76.
I'm doing both.
Oh, he's got his ult going.
Oh, I almost got my ult going.
Don't use it yet, though. I think you guys have got a good push going. I don't think they're around.
Yeah, I don't think they're around either. Because that's part of my problem. Once I get that ult, I have an itchy trigger finger.
I know. It's that way with all the... Which is why when I've been watching the Funhouse guys, they're all talking about their ults together.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Because that's the thing, right? See, when I just lost my mech right there, like, that's what pisses me off. I'm like, fuck, I have my ult. Now I got to work my mech back up. I'm probably going to die before that happens.
Actually, you should stop pushing it and go around and try to, like, take out that shield over there. But yeah, what I noticed about... You're going the wrong way.
Yeah, I know.
What I noticed about the Funhouse guys, because they play this all the time, they're like talking to each other, like, oh, okay, I got my ult. And they're like, okay, don't use it. And they're like, because they're all scouting around. And I do that too, like when we're playing multiplayer on this. I'll tell Nelson, I was like, okay, no one's at the point. Don't use your ult yet. And they'll like swarm me, like, do it! And stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So this game works out well when you're working as a team, when you have a good team together.
Yeah.
I know.
Because what I do...
Well, when it's me, Nelson, Victor, and B-Hop, we're a pretty good fucking team.
Yeah, we're pretty good. Mm-hmm.
And we can throw Chandler and Stephanie in there. And Stephanie's a pretty decent Mercy, but she still needs to practice with...
the timing of her ult.
Yeah, because she likes to... Because Mercy, her ult is she can bring everybody back. Like, everybody who's dead, she can bring them back. But Steph has a problem with just bringing one.
She has
or
a super
two
itchy,
back.
Super
yeah, she'll
itchy trigger
like, she'll have her ult, and then someone will die, and she'll bring them back instantly. It's like, you gotta save that. Because we literally lost the match last night because she got an itchy trigger finger with that ult and brought, like, one of us back.
I think she just brought me back.
And then they swarmed us and killed everybody.
Yeah,
and
like,
if she
would have
saved that ult, she could have brought everybody back.
Yeah, because what happened was everybody else died, and then I'm still trying to either... I think I was trying to block the payload.
Yeah.
And I
couldn't... No, we were trying to push the payload because it was at the end.
Yeah, I mean, there was a few of the games like that last night. I remember I was trying to block the payload, and then everyone died around me, and I couldn't hold on much longer.
Yeah, the worst is when it's me and Nelson playing by ourselves, and we're like the only ones like doing the objective.
But like, it does. I mean, there is a little bit of a trade off there because I mean, when it's just two of us, we get different results as far as people we're playing against, mm-hmm. and they're not really teams. Whereas when there's like more than three of us, mm-hmm. we get paired up
with groups or more.
Yeah, those are groups.
So we play other teams.
Yeah. So
when it's just me and Nelson paired up together, we usually play against the scrubs.
Yeah.
And we destroy them.
Oh yeah.
If I were you, I'd probably use my ult as soon as I get up there. Like, send it towards the end.
Yeah.
Because that should take them all out, and you guys will be able to push it up. Like, let Warthog go first, see where they're at. So I think they're all at the end. If you just send that at the point. Yeah, I was like...
I got two of them.
I'm surprised... Oh, you gotta get ahead and take out that shield. Because that shield's gonna block the payload.
Yeah. Oh, that's gone.
Okay.
I mean, anybody in front of the payload is going to block the payload. But she was too far back. Yeah. That's like crap.
I was surprised you only got two with your...
yeah, I know. I think there's enough people behind the shield.
Maybe.
And because of that guy got play of the game. With his gold jacket.
I like his gold jacket.
I kind of dig it, too.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, it's kind of funny. So, you watch Game of Thrones, right, Izzo?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys know who Ser Barristor is, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the former head of the Kingsguard from Westeros, and now he guards Daenerys. So, since I've been rereading the books and I've been playing this a lot, I picture Soldier 76 in that role now. Like, if I were to cast an Overwatch movie, the guy who plays Ser Barristan would play Soldier 76 in my Overwatch movie.
I could dig it.
Good times.
Indeed.
Let me roll in there, Stacey.
All right.
There you go, and you're right on my gun.
Oh, no, and that screw. Oh.
No.
Nope, he's off. Go all get right. it.
Gotta get my boy.
Yeah.
Gotta get my boy, Bastard. So they have, like, we can show you some of the, like, YouTube shorts.
Uh-huh.
So there's a story to this game, but it's not in the actual game.
Yeah, you gotta go find that shit.
Well, you don't have to find it. Blizzard released it on their YouTube channel.
Yeah,
okay.
And you just watch these little backstory shorts. So, like, Bastion was this race of defense robots set up, and, like, they're just set up to kill. Stuff like that. And Bastion is shut down. Kind of like how the robots were shut down at the end of the Star Wars prequels.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just wakes up one day. And he, like, is this, like, peaceful, like, robot and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. And the bird finds him, and it's kind of like his mascot.
Gotcha.
I keep thinking of Android 16 from Dragon Ball because of that bird.
Yeah, that works.
Because, I mean, it's kind of similar.
Yeah, that works, too.
Yeah. Now you get to see how Josh works.
It's going to be weird because I haven't played by myself using Bastion forever.
You're probably going to get lit up a lot more.
Because usually,
that's
on, like,
the only difference.
Usually on, like, defense, Nelson and I will pick two turrets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he'll be...
Oh, that's right. Because, yeah, because you use my turret to...
because, like, he builds a turret, and the turret has, like, this sensing sight. So, like, when someone gets close, it automatically aims.
Right.
And so I'll see where it's aiming.
Right.
And then I'll light it up, too.
Yeah.
And we both get kills. And then also cover his back and things like that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a good combination.
Yeah.
It's nice to play with people that you have chemistry with.
Yeah, especially because this game's all objective-based. It's not like
Call of
Duty or Halo where
you're
running killing everybody.
Right.
The whole point of
which
this
I
game
can't stand
like,
people that play this game like that.
Yeah, there's people like... They've kind of been weeded out now. Like, when this game first came out, it would get annoying as shit. Because you just have people running around killing people. They'd go nowhere near the objective. And so you'd lose because you had idiot teammates.
Yeah. Because
it's not about who has the most kills. Because we could win this game, have zero... Well, you probably would have to kill people, but, so to speak, we could have zero kills
and
the team could have 100 kills.
Yeah, theoretically.
And we could still win because they didn't move the payload at all.
Right.
Oh, yes, we got a Sombra.
No,
she's
got
her little turret set up good.
You know what I'd like to see for an attack? Remember when you tried out Bastion for attack for the payload?
Yeah.
And then the Reinhard got on top and I was pushing?
Yeah.
I would like to see that combo, but then also have a Sombra on there, put the laser turrets on there, and then maybe like a Soldier 76 running around.
Mm-hmm.
maybe dropping health down, or a Mercy. I think that that role can be switched out. Though, I think with a Soldier 76, you got that mobile person that can still drop health, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I love about this game is, like if I die, I can switch my character. So, if we're playing, I'm like, okay, Bastion's not working. Like, it's not working. Right. I can switch out after I've died.
Yeah, typically, when we do this level, mm-hmm. I'm right up by Josh in that little tunnel. Mm-hmm. But once that payload starts moving and I get overrun, mm-hmm. that's when I switch to somebody else like D.Va or maybe the Centaur robot thing, Orso, or however you say
it. Die, Mercy, you little... God damn it.
But yeah, I have having the ability to switch... Oh, Sombra's a hacker.
Sombra can hack.
So she'll... Like, when she hacks a character, you can't use some of your...
you can't use any of your special abilities.
Yeah, your special abilities. I mean, you can still shoot... Like, Sombra, I like the concept of that character.
I killed Mercy, though, before I died.
But she's a little hard to use, because her primary weapon is just an Uzi, and that doesn't do a whole lot of damage. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have a lot of health.
Yeah.
So she can get taken out pretty quickly. But she's quick.
Yeah, she's really quick, mm-hmm. and she can be useful if used correctly in the right mm-hmm. circumstances. She can be really useful. Like, her ultimate, she throws out, like, an EMP that hacks everybody in the radius.
Yes.
So
it just takes out everybody's yeah, special ability.
Exactly.
Well, I got a trace.
But usually I would die immediately if I use that. And she's got this cool little beacon mm-hmm. that she throws. And then if you press that button again, she teleports to where that beacon landed.
Nice.
So you can,
she just
you can,
did.
Yeah, you can set up.
But she did now.
Yeah. I forget I've thrown down a beacon is the problem. Like, I forget just long enough for me to die. Mm. Which is very quick, because she had her defense isn't that strong.
76 coming through there.
Oh yeah,
I'm not gonna chase him, because the problem with like Bastion is if you're not set up as a turret, his gun is not very good.
Mm. Ah, oh no!
I hacked again.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have stayed as his team.
No, it's not a bad. It's not a bad team. Mm.
And that payload's not moving, though.
I know, we're defending, so that's good.
Mm. Oh! Right. That's right, we are defending. I'm sorry, I forgot. Oh, shit. There's a minute remaining, and they're not pushing. Hmm. Damn it! She has got your number. She is just staying on you.
Yeah, but she's only killed me the one time. She just keeps hacking me. Hmm. I'm about to drop my freaking ult in a second. Alright, Warthog, you go clear the way. I'm just going to come in as a freaking tank.
That's right, kill that Mercy. That ain't play the game, I don't know what.
I know, considering I just freaking stopped them in their
Yeah,
tries.
You almost got a team kill. Seeing that May just reminded me of the May from last night.
Oh,
oh
my god,
gosh.
That was so annoying.
We had, like that... Oh, that's bull. But that character that had the
I don't know, maybe on, this was a badass thing, okay.
Yeah, let's see.
There's one kill.
Two. Nope. Three.
Mine was more of a play of the game, though, because I stopped them in their tracks.
Exactly. You don't even get a card? Oh, that's bull.
God damn it!
That's such
rage
cool.
Quit.
Yeah, but there was somebody playing as the parka chick last night.
Hey, stay with this team.
On our team. And,
kept freezing us in.
Yeah.
She can make, like,
she could make an ice wall.
Yeah.
But we were trying to get to the point. She would freeze us so we couldn't get past. And then when the point opened up, she froze me and Josh into this office so we couldn't shoot anybody.
And she was on your team.
And she was on our team. I wanted to, I really wish I could have killed that, I wish there was friendly fire. I would have just kept killing him.
Yeah.
I was so angry. I'm sorry, Josh. I'm stopping objective. I'm killing this fucking bastard.
Why is it that her powers work on you?
No, it doesn't work on us, but she can make these, like, giant ice walls. So we were in this little, like, kind of like this covered area to where we couldn't get attacked from behind, so we just had a clear shot out in front of us. Gotcha. And she put a wall up in front of us. And while we were walking to the objective, she kept putting walls out in front of us.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was just annoying. And it's like you get jackasses like that, which is why I always hate it when we don't have a full squad of six.
Right.
Because...
Or at least four.
We always seem to find a jackass.
Yeah.
So.
That's how people get punched in the face when they open the door.
Yeah. Just, hey!
We're gonna fly.
I'm sorry, but her character does not look very green at all.
Since when do anime characters look like... it's
a stylized art system. It's not like it's realistic.
Yeah.
But she's like a Korean video game...
She's a gamer. Yeah, pro expert. Gamer, actually.
Yeah.
She has a taunt where she just, like, sits her mech down and she starts playing her little game on a game kind of like Galaga.
I'll show them that if it's an emote.
I don't know if you have it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're playing on my account, not yours.
Yeah, I don't know if I have it, actually. I've seen it.
But yeah, this game's just awesome. It's so much fun. Like I said, it's over a year old, and we're still playing it all the time.
Why is everybody up here?
I don't know. Because they're up there.
Well, they better start firing. Here I go! Get that payload going before they know what's happening.
They're shooting the shit out of you. You might want to back up and start defending yourself. Get that Bastion. Kill that Bastion. He has no idea you're there. Oh, he does now. He was like, get behind his ass. How is he not dead?
I don't know. I run into this a lot, Josh.
Is her freaking gun that weak?
No, it's actually not. I don't know why lately it's been, taking a lot of shots to kill people.
Why did you lose your mech so fast?
Because he was getting lit up by several people. There's a diva behind you, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
One thing, I can't figure out... She's almost dead. Kill her. I can't figure out if I like it or not, but originally when you played on quick play, you just pick whoever you wanted. Like, you could have, like, five divas if you wanted.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now they stopped that, so you can only have one of each.
Yeah, on each team.
Yeah, which I still haven't figured out if I like that or not.
There have been times I wish I had at least a second turret.
Yeah, so it's just kind of one of those things.
Like, I kind of wish that, I could deal with having one of each character, but I kind of wish that Toblerone could have at least two turrets.
Sometimes. Nah, that'd make it too unfair since his track.
It would be. Ah, shit.
Because his track, like, if they didn't track, it'd be different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, since they track, that would be way too unfair.
Yeah.
Oh! That Bastion got sniped!
Mm-hmm. Wait, was there a Widowmaker on my team?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't be sniping her if I were you.
Crap.
Get out of there. Don't take on a Genji! Especially now that he's ulted. Get the hell out of there. Go get... There's health in that room. Oh, you gotta go up the stairs, I guess.
Wasn't there a health behind me? I have no idea. Shit.
I know there's some up. Because there's gonna be... Yeah, there's some right there. Yep. What'd she say?
I have no idea. I don't speak Korean.
Hmm. You speak Japanese?
Well, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of nice.
Close enough.
Oh, I hate Lucio.
I only hate Lucio when we're playing in Greece.
Because
he can knock you off the edge.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That shit is annoying.
Yeah.
Back off, Stacey, so you get your mech back.
Well, I mean, I use the payload as cover.
Okay. That's like...
Yeah, I have a whole strategy.
You got Farrah coming after you. I've never actually seen you play from this angle. It's always on the team.
Yeah.
Nope, you got the Bastion up there. If you guys had a Reinhardt, that'd be great.
Yeah, I know, right?
Nelson and I are like the only ones who are willing to switch to Reinhardt for some reason. Which is weird, because he's a badass character.
Yeah. It's like, my only problem with him is he's really slow. That's the only problem I have.
Check that Bastion.
I think he's dead now, isn't he? Nope, he's still alive, I think. Crap, crap,
crap. Oh, they got a Reinhardt.
Wow, they've got a whole squad on y'all.
Move, payload, move!
Nelson, to the left. Bastion. Oh, he's on you now.
Gosh, yeah, bro. I couldn't fly fast enough.
Because you had him by the... Shoot him. He's almost dead. He's gone.
Yeah, I'm really... Your controller is kind of hard to, for me to get used to.
A good carpenter never blames his tools, as though.
We're still winning.
I know. No, just mine's not set up for, like, using D.Va and stuff like that. Mine's for, like, Bash.
Yeah,
six, Tracer. I'm still going to play around with it some more.
Yeah, like,
Yes! You got that Genji as he was ulting.
That was probably stupid, but whatever.
That didn't matter.
Celebration fireworks! Boom!
Nice.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Well, I get back out of
my old Bastion skin. Yeah, I'll do the next one. I'll do the defense.
Fat baby Jesus!
I feel like that's blasphemous. What do you think is it?
Oh, well, if it was that bad, our Bastion, yeah, okay. Go right for it.
God, that Pharah sucks. That Pharah is almost as bad as Stephanie. Because the character Pharah can fucking fly. And that's where she gets annoying, because you can fly up. You, like, shoot off with your rockets, you let go of the rockets, and you start firing rockets down on people.
Yeah.
But people who run around with her, like, there's no way of, like, actually being effective because she's slow and a moving target.
Yeah, I think that, like, I couldn't get a handle on her. That's why I never really use her.
Yeah, I'm not that good with her, so I don't use her. But, like, people who are good with her, like, B-Hop.
Oh, yeah. He'll be up in the air just shooting rockets constantly. I'm like, where are you getting all these ults from?
Yeah. Yeah, her ult is devastating.
Damn it! Awesome. Got Bastion. Are you going to try out my guy?
Yeah, I'll do your guy.
Just remember, if your turret gets destroyed, you are fucked if you get swarmed.
I know. I got an idea.
What, are you going to put it on the turret?
No, it's, there's a Tobiarn in a game we were playing earlier where he wasn't by his turret. Like, he just let his turret get destroyed and build another one.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd run around and start, like, just shooting people from behind.
Yeah, like, I'm a...
We're doing skirmish.
Oh, skirmish, okay. Yeah, I'm always afraid to leave my turret unattended just because I feel like they're just gonna... It's gonna get, like, taken out too quickly to be effective. That's why I usually post up to where my back is against a wall of some sort so nobody can sneak up on me.
Yeah.
And then I let it go to town. And, of course, usually I got you as backup.
Yeah, usually.
So, like, I know that if I get taken out, it's because we both got taken down. And everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Skirmish again.
Yeah. So, the skirmish again, I'm just going to do Sombra. Practice with her a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I like Sombra. It's just, like, she's just a little bit tough to use.
Ah, shit, I hit the wrong button. And you can hack, like, health and stuff
like
that.
Oh, yeah, you can make that unusable for a
time. And when she's invisible, she's really quick.
Oh, yeah, she's super quick. Like, I akin her to Tracer a little bit. Just because, like, you'd have to, like, fight similarly. It's just her powers are different. Like, Tracer is another character. She's got, like, time-skipping ability. So she can, like, fast-forward, which is, like, a super dash, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But then she can rewind, which is, like, a, you know, basically super dash in the other direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Tracer.
Yeah, Tracer's cool. I have not been able to get a handle on her.
I'm sure I'm going to switch to Tracer.
No, I can't switch. No, you're not. I thought about switching to Mei last night, because I used to use her a little bit, but I was like, you know what? That might be costly.
Yeah, I want to practice with Mei.
Because, like, honestly, with Mei, I feel like she's only really useful for those walls.
Yeah, Mei, like, I don't see an offensive need for her.
Yeah, like, though, her ult is very effective. if you catch it, people at the right time, like, basically, she'll send out, like this little device that sends out, like, a freezing frost in a predetermined radius. So everybody caught in there gets frozen really quickly.
Yeah.
And she can heal herself with her little ice enclosure thing. But in all honesty, I hate that thing. I think it's dumb.
Ah, here we go. Even skirmish photo again.
There we go.
Hollywood.
Oh, did you turn on skirmish while searching?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, why are we in skirmish again? Okay, never mind. Because I turned it on mine, but I never host.
Attacking. I go Reaper. I've been really liking Reaper lately.
I want to be good with Reaper. I am not.
I want to be good with freaking, what's his
McCree?
Name? McCree, yeah, but I suck with McCree.
Oh, I'd love to be good with McCree. Though I like how the other night I tried out Genji again, and the other team sucked so badly that not only did we beat them while you were restarting your system, and it was just me and Steph, so we're already at a disadvantage because we had a bunch of jackasses. But we took it was like capture the point, and the other team was terrible. We beat that game. That whole match we probably beat in like 5 minutes. The second objective we took in like maybe 2 minutes.
Wow.
If that. I died, I think, twice.
I just love how Reaper throws his guns away.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, all right, there you go. With his freaking claw. I got his Raven mask skin out of one of the last few loot boxes.
I wish you could trade skins.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I wish, like, right now, I've been getting a lot of, like, duplicates, and I wish that it would stop.
I say when you get duplicates of shit you don't like. So I don't mind getting the cash.
Oh, yeah. But freaking, the loot box I just opened up before.
What?
Wow. The loot box opened up before we started recording, it was another loot box filled with freaking 3 voice lines. And then I got a duplicate spray. I'm like, aw, that's bull.
I'm calling bullshit on that fucking Hanzo.
Yeah, that was kind of...
I think they buffed Hanzo, too.
Did they?
I think so, because he's been one-shotted.
Yeah, now you mention it, it seems like he's been wrecking shit way too easily. Because we've been playing this for like... I think we play this every night this week.
Yeah.
So
that was stupid of me. I thought I was going to get quicker backup than I did, and I did not get it. That's the one downside when you're not playing with friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm going in.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, there was 2 people behind me, too.
Yeah, so, I don't know if I told you this, Shasha. I was thinking about getting a new monitor, because my monitor's old as shit, and it's, like, when I do, like, any kind of, like, video work or design work or Photoshop work, it just kind of sucks. It doesn't live up to what I need to.
That point.
So, I was thinking about getting rid of it, but when we were talking about getting new other screens so we can do multiplayer for the podcast, I'm like, oh, I could just use the old monitor. Mm-hmm. Just bring it out here, plug it in. I already have the adapter I need to use my Xbox with it. Like, I actually have several solutions to do that with. But I actually have, like, this other adapter that has, it...
Yeah, because we want to do like games like this. Yeah. We want to get like a bunch of TVs down here with all of our Xboxes and play together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like I have an adapter that you plug one end into the HDMI out, and then, the HDMI out, and then the other end adapts it to VGA and RC, or not RC, but what's it called? The 3.5mm. Mm. So that's all I really need, really.
Damn, where is this?
And then I have a VGA cable just lying around.
Yeah. Anybody think of anything to talk about that is relatable to what we normally talk about?
That's why I was wondering if we were still recording.
Yeah, we're still recording. I think we're going to kill it after...
wasn't that much out this week.
Oh, see, this is where May sucks. She just froze my ass. But I killed their Reaper!
You killed their main, too.
Yeah.
And it looks like the payload is moving quick.
It is.
You might actually finish this game.
I haven't even used my ult yet.
Yeah, I know, right? Bastion's on it. I am shocked at how fast this payload is moving.
Oh, they got Soldier 76 now.
I feel like this team that Josh is fighting is not really a team.
Nope, I'm coming in behind them. I'm gonna freaking drop my ult in a second.
Oh!
I know, but I took out their Mercy. That helps.
Yeah, that's definitely a big plus there.
Well, see, when you're a good Pharaoh, she just flies above and flies.
Yeah, exactly like that, yeah. If only we had a Pharaoh. Where are you, B-Hop?
I know. I've sent him a couple of invites.
What is he playing right now? He's playing something else, right?
Probably.
Yeah, I can't remember what he's playing right now. Because, like, I've seen him on a couple times, and he's playing something not Overwatch.
Shit, I don't have any teammates with me.
No, you don't.
I thought I did. I'm trying to take out that freaking Mercy.
Oh, that's our May.
Yep, heal me up, whoever's got healing.
You know who I can't figure out a use for in this game? The Russian chick.
No, B-Hop's good with her too. She's one of those characters. Yeah, she can do shields and shit like that.
Okay, because like I've used her once
and I got just destroyed and I.
Yeah, because she's to me in my mind like her fighting style is kind of like Winston. Winston's this gigantic gorilla that just has a, like an electro freaking gun.
Yeah, a talking gorilla from the moon.
Yeah, nice. It arcs. It basically it's an electronic beam, kind of like what you see with Mercy's healing beam, except you know it arcs. It's just like a big beam of electricity.
That's a good round.
That was a good round.
I'm gonna vote for myself.
Of course.
Damn, wow. I wasn't even anybody from the other team.
Yeah, you guys swept them.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah, those guys were just.
And they're a team too. There's four of them.
Oh,
they just murdered the shit out of them.
Are they new? There's no excuse.
There might be.
There's no excuse.
I'm quit now. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. So this was more of a let's play than a podcast.
Yeah.
And we talked about a couple things.
Yeah.
I like to think you were tired. But a couple things. Wait, do we have any tips? Just the tip this week? So I was trying to think of one. I couldn't think of any tips to give people. Still feel the dating tips was the best. So that shit was hilarious. No tips? Anybody got a topic to give a tip on?
No.
Well, speaking of actual real tips, we got to change out my brakes and my rotors in the next month.
Have fun.
No, you're helping. Also, one thing, like, I looked it up, like, one of my tire sensors is not responding. I got the little remote.
Oh, is it still not responding?
I haven't tried it since the last time we tried it.
Oh, man.
But anyways, happy Memorial Day, everybody. For those of you who don't know, Veterans Day is to honor vets who are still alive. Memorial Day is to honor those who have died in battle.
It's not so hard. It really, I mean, the name itself
people kind of speaks on it.
Memorial, I mean.
People are stupid.
Memorial.
You're giving people too much credit. They're stupid.
Memorial.
So happy Memorial Day, everybody. So yeah, that's all it is for this week. A very light news week. But we're going to watch Logan because Izzo hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
So I feel this is appropriate since we're going to watch Logan. Good night, Canada.
Good night. What is that? What is that thing called? Alpha Flight? No. What was Project H or whatever?